Hey, welcome to episode one of Until I Ascend. Again, I'm your host, Goody, and I just want to let you know how I plan to start every episode. At the beginning of each episode, I will pull a card from one of my many tarot decks, and I will kind of get a pulse on my energy while I'm having this conversation with you. Today's pull will come from the Dust to Onyx Tarot, which is a melanated tarot deck by multimedia artist Courtney Alexander. Y'all, this deck is black, this deck is beautiful, and this deck is one of my favorites. If this is something that you could get into it. Today's pull is the Two of Gourds, also known as the Two of Cups. Courtney describes this card as an illustration of the beauty of a loving and mutually beneficial relationship. Each gourd or cup is necessary to continue the cycle of give and take. What a fitting card for our first episode. Because if we're going to talk about give and take, we should also talk about my confession. This is my third attempt at recording the first episode of Until I Ascend. Let me explain. The goal of this podcast is supposed to be enlightenment to the point of elevation. That is a big undertaking, and it's a bold move. And I know that I am capable of doing it. And I understand what it means to do it. So I was not surprised when I started to be challenged mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. I got it. It's par for the course. Let me rewind. One of the first things I do when I hear someone wants to grow spiritually is I sit them down and I let them know that all hell is about to break loose in their life. Because that's what happens when you want to grow closer to God. All hell breaks loose. I don't necessarily believe in a devil, but I do believe that there are dark entities. And those dark entities do not want you to be closer to God. They do not want you to be a light on the path towards God. They don't want that at all. So I tell people, hey, life's about to get real for you. I then offer them support while things are going crazy. I let them know they can call me, we can talk, I'm praying for them, all of these things. And when I do that, I personally am challenged. But I've been doing this for a really long time, and the challenges are usually small. They come by way of a bad morning or someone saying something to me that would generally tick off the average individual. But I've been doing this for a long time. So what generally happens is I recognize what's going on. I pray about it. I'm always praying. I'm always protected. I may mention it to my prayer sisters, and then I go on with my life. However, this was different because what I have said is not only am I going to help the few people that come to me, the people who feel comfortable coming to me and having this discussion, I'm going to help anyone who decides that they are going to click and listen to my voice. Holy smoke. All hell broke loose. Let me calm down though. I was frustrated by how things seem to be going for me in the first quarter of the year. But right now, in this moment, I've got it. So what happened? I started feeling like an imposter. There was like a voice in my head saying, who qualifies you to help people get where they're trying to go? Nobody qualified you. You're not good enough. Let me assure you, I am well aware that I am good enough. But in this moment, in this time, for the past 3 months, I was feeling like I wasn't. And that kind of shook me up because by and large, I'm a confident person. And to have this voice in my head filled with self-doubt, filled with fear, was scary for me. So yeah, it got real, y'all. And even though it got real, I'm still here. I'm pushing through. And I am fired up about this journey we are about to embark on together. If you wonder what I did to get through, I'll say this. When you are under mental, physical, spiritual, emotional attack, you are less inclined to pray the way that you normally would pray. Now, my prayers generally are very specific. They are very warm. They are a love note between myself and my maker. And when I get to the point where I'm challenged, all I can say is help. So I was in this really long period of just asking for help, but not being specific with what I needed help with. What did I do? I got specific. I let God know that my goal is to really be a light on the path to Him. And I let God know that what I needed was the self-doubt voices to go away. I needed to restore my confidence, restore my faith in myself, and make that faith as strong as my faith in God. And here we are, and here I am. Before I go, let me give you a true rundown of things I do when I feel that I am spiritually, mentally, physically, and emotionally under attack. First things first, I clean up my energy. How do I do that? I pray in my shower and ask for a very specific washing away of anything that was not sent by God or anything that does not serve me. That is the first step. The second thing is, if you know me well, I believe in saging out of everything. So I will sage myself, my aura, my space in an effort to clean things up. Now, when you are saging, you should have your windows open so that you can get rid of any negative energy within the space. Once I am done saging to remove negative energy, I light Palo Santo in an effort to bring positive energy around. That could also be done with sweetgrass. Another thing I do is I journal. Sometimes me talking to God is not enough. I've seen a meme going around. It says Erykah Badu said it, but maybe it's not Erykah Badu, whoever it is. It says, if you want things to get real, write that shit down. And, or something like that. So what I do is I journal. I get to writing and really saying what I need to happen. I am very specific with my intentions, so it would be the equivalent of taking my last bout with challenges into consideration. It would be the equivalent of, hey God, I am currently feeling tons of self-doubt. My intention is that I am confident, I am strong, and I am ready to be a light on the path to you. Always gratuitous, I'm always thankful in advance for what God is about to do in my life. So that's just a few things that I do in an effort to make sure that I get right with God. There's so many more, and when we spend more time together, you'll figure it out, or I will give it to you directly. That's it for this episode. Goodbye.